Do you have a different word? What, like if you're in perfectly level country and there's a road, and then along the side of it there's a something dug out so that the water will drain off of it. What do you call that?
A sewer?
Okay, is that out in the country too, or is that just up?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call it a ditch?
A ditch.
Either one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Or no certain kind of a ditch, though?
No, ma'am. Okay. No, just a ditch.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work or anything? You just say he's just a
sorry dog.
Okay. And good for nothing. Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time? You know, they go,
whickle.
Okay. How was that?
Whickle.
Okay. And what do you call a chicken bone, kind of shaped like this, that children like to break?
Mm-hmm. Quilly bone.
Okay. And what do you call a second growth of hay or clover after the first growth has been cut? Now it's growing back again. You're going to get to cut it another time. You say, well, we've got enough of what? Of hay or clover. Do you say that?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
Don't remember? No. That one? Maybe just a second growth?
Just a second growth, I would say, another crop.
Okay. And now will you tell me about the different things that you make out of cornmeal?
Oh, Lordy.
Lots of things?
Yes, lots of things.
Okay. We'll start with the most familiar one.
Yes. A plain bread.
You make most all the time.
Yeah, that's mostly what you would make. I mean, you make more of that than you do anything else.
Okay.
Egg bread, muffins, and hush puppies.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever make one when you cook, say greens or something like that, and you
cornbread?
How's that?
Pawn bread.
To eat with greens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about something that you actually dump in and cook with the beans, with the greens?
Oh, dumplings.
Do you make them?
Yes, I do.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I've never tasted that.
Lord, honey, that's some good eating there.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure is.
I sure have heard about it a lot, but I...
Well, I work at they are old people, you know, like I am. This time of year, Mr. Ellick, if you have any turnips, he wants cone dumplings put on top of them.
Uh-huh. Well, you still cook for some people?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, every day?
3 days a week.
Is there?
Yes. Mrs. Maylou Alexander is her name. She's an old retired teacher. When she's 70, we'll be the 31st of next month. But she's retired and at home, and I go up there and cook for them. I've been working for them 18 years.
I see.
When I first started, she was teaching, and it was every day. Because I cut myself down after I had my operation and all. I said I wasn't going to work in it all, but I can't stay home.
Well, I'm sure they probably appreciate having you. Right.
Well, I think I'm hooked to something I can't turn loose.
Must be. And then you do make cornmeal dumplings.
Yes, Lordy. That's one of our favorite dishes if we got turnips.
And do you remember ever having or hearing of cornbread cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I've heard of that, but I never seen it.
You know what it was called?
No.
Something like ash?
Ash cakes? Ash cream?
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you have a word for a soft